The TV show Breaking Bad was a smash hit for AMC. The network will soon air the third season of the prequel series Better Call Saul. It traces how lawyer Saul Goodman falls in with the characters of Breaking Bad.
No one on God's green earth knew we had it. We could have gone home with $800,000 each, tax-free. Why didn't we? What stopped us?
I remember you saying something about doing the right thing.
I don't even know what that means.
One of the writers of the show, Heather Marion, is coming to Boise to talk to students and the public about her journey from a possible career as a mortician to the writer's room of one of TV's hottest shows. Matt Gillum caught Marion at home in L.A. on her cell phone ahead of her trip to Boise.
I have a history of assistant work, and I moved here from Nebraska in 2008 after I finally decided I wasn't going to be a mortician. I studied pre-med in undergrad. But I had always been writing, and I just didn't think that it was something you could do, like being from a small town in the Midwest. I took a summer screenwriting workshop with a UCLA master's professor who happens to live in my hometown. And after I took that workshop, I knew that I wanted to pursue like film and TV writing. So I moved to LA. When I was in Nebraska, I was writing. I had a job writing for the railroad, so I was like traveling around writing their newspaper for freight trains. You know, I didn't love the journalism. I wanted to start writing, but I left like a legit career in Nebraska to move to LA and like, you know, live in a one bedroom apartment with three roommates for the first year and take odd jobs nannying while I interned for free and like made coffee and made copies and picked up lunch during the day, you know. Following a career where I had a secretary and like a much larger salary.
Now, getting back to Better Call Saul, I mean, it's an acclaimed show. It's pretty high profile. And your first writing credit on the show was in a season finale. Was that kind of an odd place to jump in and truly get your feet wet in writing for the show? Or did it sort of make sense?
Well, it was, I mean, I was like shocked and so excited and nervous when they told me about it. I didn't see it coming. As far as writing for the show, I had spent the last 2 years, like I wrote all the casting sides, which is the scene that the actors use to audition. We don't use the real scenes on our show because it's, you know, high security. So we actually write fake scenes. And I had started doing that season one. I wrote a couple outlines for the show. I also did these letters from Saul on the AMC website, and it's like Saul Goodman answering legal problem questions for his clients. And so I got to flex my muscles, like writing in the voice of the show.
Well, I mean, you're a little bit nervous, but is it one of those things where you're incredibly nervous until you actually do it, and then you're like, hey, wait a minute, I can do this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you start doing the thing you love doing, you lose time, and nothing else really matters, and you're like, you know, you're doing the right thing. So once I got into it, it was great.
You are coming to Boise for an event by BSU's Arts and Humanities Institute that highlights emerging young professionals. Have you been here before? What are you hoping that people in Idaho can take away from your presentation?
I have never been to Idaho. I'm super excited. Everybody that I've talked to there is very lovely, and I can't wait to meet them. What I hope to leave, I just hope I can answer some questions and like help inspire some young writers to have the courage to pursue their dreams.
Do you think somebody in the audience could be like you, you know, was in Nebraska, just didn't ever think this was truly an option. And then, you know, here you come with your narrative. And I mean, hey, look, I did it and I, you know, I can show you the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, there's no like cut and dry way to make it in TV writing. It's really, everybody has a different path. It's not like you automatically get promoted if you work long enough somewhere. There are certain people that if you work for them for 4 years, they're still not going to staff you on a show. So it's a lot of like finding the right chemistry and sticking with it. But if I can do it, I know that anybody else can do it too, because I didn't have any connections and I didn't know what I was doing at all. And if I could make it here, I'm sure that somebody in the audience could as well.
You're actually going to be around a few days, right? So besides your talk, what are you going to be doing?
Yeah, so I arrived on March 1st in the evening. My dad is coming with me. He's my guest. March 2nd, I am going to the high school theater festival. That afternoon, I'm meeting with an MFA class. And that night at 7, yeah, that's a busy day. That night at 7 is the public event for the Arts and Humanities Institute. We'll do a Q&A there, and that's about it.
Heather Marion's presentation will be held in the Boise State Student Union's Lookout Room Thursday night. The event is free and open to the public.